built several. And these other boys, they was pretty good carpenters, and they built boats.
You had to test them out before you.
Well, just shove it in the water and let it swell up, and you pretty well knew if it was going to leak or not, that Cypress boat. And they'd last for years. And we had dugouts when I was a kid growing up, or even they was there till I was grown before they finally all rotted out. Just make a holler out of log and make a boat out of it. But well, then I never did own many boats, two or three, but you know, a boat was, this overflowed country down, boat was the main thing.
Did you have those little boats there at the front, or?
Well, I never did care much for, seen a few pirogues, and they made a few here, but I never cared nothing much about them, and because they'd turn over unless you had a pretty big one pretty easy.
Now, how did you get your water? Did y'all ever catch your water off the top of the house?
Well, we had a tank here for, in fact, I had a tank here for years, and but we had it down home, we had a dug well, and I don't know just exactly how sanitary it was, but we was always reasonably healthy. And then we started driving wells and put down a pump, you know. We got an old pump out there, and the whole thing's there. I never did pull it, pipe and all there.
How did you drive a well, Charlie? How did you do that?
Well, you got a cap screwed on the pipe and then drove them out. Later they got something to go down there and dig them, just bore down in there. But we drove some. You can drive it either with just a maul, or you know, you'd have to have a wooden concern. You couldn't hit it with an iron maul because it'd break things up. But then they made a little pile driver. Just pulled it up there and let it drop, you know. Pulled it up there and let it drop. In fact, these guys that put down these little wells, he usually brought that little pile driver around after, and after he drilled it down, why then he took the driver and went a few feet deeper.
Yes, sir. When did they stop raising hogs around here in the swamp?
Well, I stopped it a good long time back, but some of them raised them to just the last few years. They kept on raising a long time after I did. I think I stopped it. Well, I agree. I guess I stopped in the 50s, but some of them raised, you know, till they just got this ground, began to clear this land. There was still a few in the woods even then, and I guess you might could find one or two somewhere yet, but I think they're pretty well all gone.
What caused them to, when the land was cleared up, was it open, or?
Yeah, you know, they just cleared it up. You can go back here right down